Hi. So, if you're listening to this, you probably listened to the other one about where I'm rambling about massive cocks for a while. It's just like, I'm learning that it's kind of a new fantasy for me, or a new kink. I don't know big cock is a kink. If not, we're creating it. Let's create that community. Because it's something I really want, enjoy, I don't know. But I do want to address that. I understand that this isn't a very inclusive audio. Most, if not all, of my other audios will be more inclusive. I don't aim to ostracize any of you or make any of you feel bad for not being ridiculously big, because honest to God, you don't need to be. But, yeah, it's not an apology video or any, or a video, audio, or anything, because I don't think I have anything to apologize for. I did just want to set a precedent, though, that, like, I know and understand, that this isn't super inclusive. But then again, when I scroll on GWA and I see, F for M audios, there's stuff about, you know, like, breeding alien seed and, like, monster fucking and stuff. And I don't think that those are necessarily inclusive, so I'm just reaching out to my niche audience out there and, not kink shaming or anything, just, yeah, but I wanted to say that. I also wanted to say, if you guys know any good toys, I've bought so many toys recently. I guess I could ramble a little bit about that too. I got a dildo, like I said in my audio. It's 7 inches, 1 inch and something thick. It's like clear. It smells weird. I tried to deep throat it and it kind of made me gag, not because it was deep down my throat, because it smelled like new, like plasticky. I don't know how to get rid of the new smell. I literally looked under a couple like subreddits, couldn't find anything useful. Like I soaked it, I washed it 100 times and everything. But I bought that. I bought a few beginner anal plug sets. The smallest one is already quite big, but it fits with lube. It feels good. I didn't think I'd like that, but that's the beauty of trying new things. I also got, it's called the Satisfier. I might have mentioned it. I definitely mentioned it in my audio. It's like different from a vibrator because it doesn't necessarily vibrate. It like circles around your clit and it like uses air to like, I don't know, push air back and forth on your clit. It feels really good. It's known for making you come in like less than 3 minutes or something. I didn't time myself, but it was definitely less than 5. I went from not horny at all to coming in less than 5 minutes. So that was really impressive. It's also really addictive. So I'm going to have to like use that toy sparingly. The orgasms. Why did I say it like that? They're good. They're just not like mind-blowing, super satisfying. They're just kind of like mediocre. They still feel good, but I don't know how to explain it. I got that. I have a Lush 3. And I have a little bullet vibrator. That was the first one that I've ever gotten. You can buy it at Target in the like tampon section. There's also like lube and toys. There's like cock rings and stuff over there too. Bought that. I've only come once or twice to that. Not my favorite toy. But I've just been thinking, I have so many toys now. I could stuff my Lush into my pussy, have it vibrate against my G-spot, have an anal plug in, shove my dildo down my throat, and I'd be stuffing all my holes. And I don't know if you're into that, but fuck, that sounds heavenly to me. So yeah, for more SFW ramble, I have so many toys now, and I live with my parents, so I don't know where to put them. I literally bought a safe off of Amazon like the one with the code. And I store all of my toys in that safe after I've cleaned them and I've washed them. And it's just fucking hilarious to me. I can't do the underwear trick or the sock drawer trick. I just don't have enough. God, I'd just be fucking mortified if my mom or dad found out. You guys should tell me if any of your, like, if you guys have been caught masturbating or any of your toys. I think it's fucking hilarious. I have had this crazy binge of Kraft mac and cheese. And for those of you not in the United States, it's just like mac and cheese that's like almost neon orange. It's fucking disgusting. But I was craving it the other day and I bought a 5-pack, like 5 boxes of them. And I've had it. And the first time I had it, it was so underwhelming. It just like did not taste like anything. So I added seasoning, garlic salt. I've been on this weird pepper jack cheese thing too. It's such a good underrated cheese. I put some in my mac and cheese and it was really good. I had some today. I think I'll have ramen tomorrow. I've been craving ramen in like a soft boiled egg. So I'll probably eat that. I feel like all I do here is record when I come and then talk about food. But fuck, I love food. I also think I'm gonna go to this, like, start going to the gym because I'm so out of shape. I get winded like going up the stairs too quickly. It's embarrassing. Yeah, okay, thank you for listening. Hopefully this was some like good aftercare. Good morning to those of you. Get a good start of your day, be productive. Don't hold back. If you feel like you're not being productive enough, if you feel like that you hate the world, take a shower. You'll feel better, I promise. And then for those of you in the middle of the day, push through. You can do it, okay? And for those of you in the evening, good night. Have a good night. Sweet dreams. And, yeah, let all those bed bugs bite. I'm sure they would appreciate it. Okay, thank you for listening and being so lovely.